What's up, you guys?
Are you recording on there?
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Guys.
We're out of commission.
Guys.
It's been 84 years.
I wrote you 365 letters.
You wrote me?
Oop, forgot. Turn off Do Not Disturb.
Listen, it's been so long, we don't even know what we're doing.
I don't know how to podcast anymore. Actually, that's a lie. I know exactly what to do. I love talking.
Uh-huh.
And I've got some tea for you.
We have tea. So it has been... Sydney's been a world traveler lately.
Yeah.
And I've been here
from West Coast to East Coast. I'll go the most.
Literally. And I've just been here in the dust.
That's not true. Yeah, I went to California. Oh, wait. Before that, I got my Instagram back. Mind blown. Yeah, the haters weren't ready for it.
They weren't.
I decided it was time.
Yeah, she got some content in LA and she said, here you go.
I didn't get the actual content that I went to LA for because, you know,
true,
the cards never fall as they may, but iPhone quality is just as good, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, it's your story to tell.
Yeah.
Your POV.
That's my truth. That's your truth. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, we signed NDAs. We can't talk about it yet.
Yeah. The time of limitation.
Statue of limitations.
Yeah, it hasn't rose yet.
Yeah.
But I did post all of my content, like all my vlogs on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. So go check those out. Those were really fun. I loved editing those.
Mm.
Kind of.
Charge my phone while I'm here.
Yeah, charge your phone.
Beautiful.
So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, what else?
Miss Whitney.
You went to California and then you went...
to Oak Island with my parents, which mm-hmm. was a relaxation trip for sure for 4th mm-hmm. of July.
Jaren got married.
Shout out to Jaren and Jacob. I went to their wedding in Atlanta, or Georgia, I should say. And it was the best wedding ever. I got to see all of my old West Virginia friends. That was super fun. That's why I took the trip in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about putting Whitney down as my plus one because when she sent me the invite, I think she still thought I was dating my ex and she gave me a plus one. And I should have just added you. But I didn't think about it.
But it's okay.
Whitney was there in spirit.
I took care
of
the drugs. Yeah. Yeah. I was supporting Jaren from afar.
Yeah. So, Jaren, we love you. Oh, we do. I love her so much. And mm-hmm. Jacob, just as much.
Never met you.
But
I love you. If you are with Jaren, you're with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
What else happened?
Mm.
Went to the beach.
Yeah, you went to the beach. You were healed.
Mm-hmm.
Healed at the beach.
Yeah, that's... You guys know me.
Uh-huh.
You know I love a good beach. I was literally on the beach writing in my notebook, talking about how I feel like the Lord doesn't talk to me. The Lord doesn't love me. And as I was writing mid sentence, I don't think I'm going to get into heaven. A literal seagull pooped on me. And I have the text to prove it to Whitney because I texted her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say God will show up in funny ways.
Yes.
It's pretty embarrassing, actually.
I have been pooped on. So I know what that feels like.
What's even funnier is I wiped it on my dad's sweatshirt because I didn't want to wipe it on mine.
Thanks, Heinz.
Yeah, shout out Heinz, for real.
He's going to love this.
Yeah, he's being talked about.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else happened. Like, literally, I feel like we've been gone forever, but
you were traveling, and then I hurt my ankle.
Yes. Oh, we also are gym rats.
Yeah.
We love the gym.
Yeah, we've been going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got a little sidetracked because I got hurt.
That's okay.
Fell off the Stairmaster. That was humbling.
The first time we went.
That was bad, wasn't it?
It was.
Like, I fell from the top to the bottom.
Her shoe fell off.
Yeah, my shoe flew off. Like, it didn't just fall. It flew.
I thought she was going to quit there, and I was so scared.
I know.
She got back up, and she still did her thing. So.
Yeah, I finished the workout, kept going back, even though it was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
The girl next to me, like, tried to help me. I was like, you're making it worse. Walk away.
Like, she's like, it happens all the time. We were like, okay, good.
Okay, but I'm the only one on the floor currently.
Yeah,
so,
that's fine.
Let's see, what else?
Do you want to talk about your recent event, or do you want to not?
I think I want to wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because...
You guys have to come back to listen.
Yeah, it'll make you come back.
Yeah.
My family, we're going through it right now.
You know.
TJ, here he comes.
Yeah, guys, can't forget about TJ. He loves the attention.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else. That's us catching up. Because there really wasn't that much.
Well, it was so, like, long. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like. I've been back in school. And it's been really, really, like.
We've just been mentally tapped out for a minute.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not that we haven't thought about it, but it's just like so much has happened, and mm-hmm. and then she was gone, and we're like, oh, we'll do mm-hmm. it. And then I was actually sick for like a few days. Mm-hmm. So it was just like every time we tried to get together, something happened.
Yeah.
But we were just, we thought we would like catch up, and I found these like conversation starters, and I thought maybe we could like ask the questions and then like
talk about them.
Yeah, see what comes of it, and just kind of like have a conversation and
yeah,
see where it goes. So
they're pretty just like really random.
Yeah, and they're like totally like not that deep.
And we totally said we were gonna sit and talk and think about our answers, but did we do that?
No.
No.
No. We thought about like, well, there's another idea we have brewing, and we talked more about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want that to be a little bit more intentional. So we wanna like
plan it out.
Yeah, we wanna plan it out. We wanna like like take the time to kinda think about what we're gonna say. And then leave you with something that you can kind of follow
yeah.
up with. Because, like, I don't want to just say something and, like, drop the bomb and then, like...
not have anything
yeah, not
sustainable
have anything
to
that,
say?
Yeah, not have anything that people can hold on to.
I agree.
And because, like, what we have to say is a pretty hot take. And, yeah.
It might land me in jail. That's okay, though.
Me too.
I have a lot of things that I could say that land me in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm mean.
Yeah, you're a mean girl.
Oh, God. Here come the rumors and the...
No. You're honestly the nicest person I ever met. Are you honest?
Yeah. Yeah. Am I brutally honest?
Yeah.
Extremely.
But, like, I honestly believe you're, like, the safest person I've ever met.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That means a lot.
I'm just going to say it because, like, we've talked about your past mm-hmm. in this question. Kind of like,
mm-hmm.
do you think that men and women can strictly be friends?
No.
And why do you feel that way?
Because I feel like every guy I've ever been friends with has liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that I was lying. Is that going to come off as egotistical?
No, because I'm a witness and it's true.
Yeah.
I also don't think that they can be. Like, I think
guys that are friends with girls, this is going to sound really mean, but I've heard it from guys, mm-hmm. that guys can only stay friends with a girl if they are not attracted to them.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's only...
like, if it's not a hot girl, or they can... Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's all I was going to say.
I think it's different, like, if my friend is married to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's yeah. different. But, like, two single people,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they're truly friends unless there's something there. Or there's going to be something there.
Yeah.
I think it's hard, number one, especially, like, if you, like, for me, like, I feel like I read into things, like, you know, too much. I get, like, same. A little delusional.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, honestly, I'm the person that's catching feelings more than...
Oh, for sure, yeah. I've
more
been
than...
there. I've been there.
But yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I go back and forth because, mm-hmm. but then I'm like, the guys that I'm friends with that I don't have feelings for, I'm not attracted to. So like that goes, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
But
at the same time, like I've had friends, well, I was going to say, but that's not true. Cause I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he just moved out to California.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked him. I just never wanted to admit it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's just like something.
There's always something there.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like attention too, so it's just like, dang,
uh-huh.
that's embarrassing. I admitted it, guys. It's okay. Do you want to go on with the first question before I dig myself into a deeper hole?
Yes, I am. I'm getting you see me scrolling.
Yeah. I was a little nervous. I'm starting to sweat.
What's something you would love to experience for the first time again?
Do you have your answer? Because I have a lot of answers.
Give me one.
Listening to Dominic Fike for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a spiritual experience.
I was going to say something like seeing Harry Styles
yes.
live.
Yeah. I think we've said that before.
Yeah. That was honestly
a spiritual experience.
Yeah.
I felt God in that
arena?
Facility. Yes.
Literally. Mary knows too, cause she was there. I think another thing that I would love to experience for the first time,
real.
I think like that first time when I got my license and I could first time driving by myself.
Ooh, see, that's a good one. I didn't think that deep, but I mean, Dominic Fike goes deep.
Yeah, I remember like I literally went up to like at my old house, there was a Speedy Foods like a mile down the road. And I drove there and I was like, this is insane. Like, windows down. It was like beautiful.
Yeah.
Sunshine. It was like kind of like dusk.
Yeah. I want to experience like the first time I ever like went to Europe again for the first time.
Yeah.
Maybe because like I want to go back, but also I feel like I would do it so differently.
100%.
I feel like anytime I traveled, I want to experience it for the first time again. Because like I would just do it so differently. I would just actually get my content, not be embarrassed to be a tourist. Because why is being a tourist so embarrassing?
It is.
But why?
I don't know.
Like, why is it so humiliating to want to take a photo of something or like take a photo with something?
I think just, I don't know why people as a have society. To like rob people of joy.
Maybe that's it.
I think it's because those people are not happy themselves and they see somebody else being happy and excited about something and they wish that they could be that. So they give them a hard time about it.
Like, I'm thinking about it and it's like, what's so embarrassing about being a tourist? Like, I would love for someone to be a tourist where we are and then like us, them come up to us and ask for a picture. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I would tell you all my favorite places.
Yeah.
I would tell you every single coffee shop I love going to.
Yeah. I know. I don't know why everybody can't be like that, but.
I don't know. But
it's rude.
Yeah, I don't know. Really weird. What's the next one?
Let's see. Who do you want to watch the stars with at 2 a.m. and talk about life?
Oh, man. My initial answer would be you. Because I feel like we always have deep conversation. Now, can this be anybody? Like any, celebrity? Like,
yeah, I see I think it can be anybody.
Oh, God.
Dead or alive?
Ooh, Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly really would like to talk about things with Abraham Lincoln.
Why was I going to say George Washington?
Abraham Lincoln just...
does something to you? Is it the top hat?
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Okay.
If you could say, I love you to one person right now, who would it be?
Lexi.
That's sweet.
My friend in heaven. Love her.
I can't just pick one because if like I say my grandma, then
you have to say your grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I can't pick them, if I could say I love you to one person.
Who's the first person off the top of your head that you think of? Okay, maybe not. I mean, unless we want to go there.
No, we don't.
Okay,
no,
just kidding.
I'm scared. I'm
just kidding.
Mom, come pick me up. if I could say I love you to one person, honestly,
do you think it was going to be this deep?
No. All right. Let me just.
She's thinking.
I love you to one person right now. I guess I would say I love you to my...
Is it because you're thinking of too many people or you just can't think of someone?
Probably. I think there's like so many people that I would...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I would like to just... Maybe somebody that I haven't seen in a while. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I guess I don't have, I don't want to say I love you to anybody.
Real? Have you ever said I love you and didn't mean it?
Yeah.
Same. Immediately.
Many times.
Same.
Like,
if you regret it?
Yeah.
So do I.
If I'm being completely honest, like now that like I'm outside of situations, I truly don't believe that I've ever fully been in love.
Really? See, that's crazy coming from you.
I know.
Not because like I just feel like the relationships you've been in.
Yeah, I mean, I've had experiences, but like,
yeah.
Now that I absolutely know what love is, I have not been in love. Like, I think I have loved people, but like that, like reciprocation and like both parties equally in love. No.
I can probably say the same. Like, I thought I was in love and I experienced some type of love, but yeah, I think I was trauma bonded.
100%.
That and love bombed. Like, I think that's what the difference is.
I, Okay, I'm just airing out my laundry, but I have experienced Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Insane. Like,
to think that it actually happened to you?
Yeah. I'm like insane. I can't even believe I just said that. But yeah, I don't think I've actually ever like been in love.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could have like loved somebody for the rest of my life, but I would have settled.
I agree. Yeah.
I could have made it work. I could have made it work. Like, honestly, I'm the type of person that I could fall in love with anyone.
Same. And I have proof. But yeah. Like same.
Uh-huh.
I think that I've officially closed myself off of the market. Mm-hmm. Like I'm done.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I'll ever date again.
I think you will. But it's just hard to like see yourself with the person that you actually want to be with.
I don't even know who I want to be with.
Like, I mean, I understand that, but like the idea that mm-hmm. you have, like for me, like I know the type of person that I want, but nobody that I know matches that.
Oh yeah. No, I have my person, like the idea, I don't even want to say ideal type because people are like, oh, that was opposite my type. I just can't, I have no more energy to give. Mm-hmm. I have no more. When I got the text, "You have to give me a little attention," ! Is when I officially closed myself off the market.
Mm-hmm.
Because what man is ever going to tell me that I need to give him attention?
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So until a man can be a man, not happening.
Yeah, I think
it's... And pursue me.
Exactly. And I think, like, me, like, it's been so long since mm-hmm. I, like, truly, like, put myself out there and, like... Nobody like checks the boxes for me.
Right.
And I just, number one, I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
Number two, like it's so hard to date right now.
I agree.
Like, especially like if, you know, you're not willing to just
throw yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not even that. Just like be easy. I don't know. It's not even that. It's just like guys are just
there's expectation.
Yeah.
And there's no chase. There's no like.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. If you're not easy to get, guys don't want to do it because they're lazy.
Yeah.
What happened to pursuing?
Like hoarding.
Yeah. Whatever happened to like wanting, I don't know.
Yeah.
Genuine.
I agree.
Love.
I agree.
Us as a society has failed.
Mm-hmm.
Blame it on the government.
What song breaks your heart every time you hear it?
Waiting Room by Phoebe Bridgers.
Fine Line.
Oh, let me go on my gut-wrenching playlist and I'll tell you all of them, actually.
Fine frickin' line.
Shoot.
Love You, Goodbye.
Oh my gosh, don't start. The most gut-wrenching playlist. Cool About It by Boy Genius. Mm-hmm. I'll poop my pants every time I listen to it. Ceilings by Lizzie McAlpine. Pool by Christian Leave. That song makes me physically ill.
Yeah.
Funeral.
Ugh.
Yep, exactly. Bigger Than the Whole Sky, Taylor Swift.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Gilded Lily,
uh-huh.
by Colts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That song, don't even get me started. Moon by Kanye West, also don't get me started.
Yeah.
Please Be Mine by Molly Birch. Destroy Myself Just for You by Montel Fish. Like, I could go on. Yeah. Need To by Pine Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a literal list. Go yeah. listen to those. That's actually my playlist on Apple Music. It's mm-hmm. really incredibly sad. But I have also other good playlists.
Yes.
Sad music is my jam, though.
100%.
Like, even when sometimes I'm happy, I just want to listen to a mellow, sad song that just, like, makes me want to run the opposite way of where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah, and it makes you, like, think about things. Like,
I think it's because this is going to be really deep. I think it's because we're so comfortable being sad. The idea of not is terrifying because there's nowhere else to go. Like when I'm sad and I'm depressed,
you know, you can go up.
Yeah. It's just like it's a comfort feeling. It's a horrible comfort feeling.
100%.
Because it's like, I know that nothing else can happen to me as a surprise because I'm already down.
Yeah.
When I'm happy, I'm walking on eggshells.
Yep. And you feel like, oh, what's going to happen?
Yes.
What's going to be slipped right from underneath me? 100%. Yep. I get it. I relate.
Or like, that's how I feel whenever I get a promise like from God. I'm like,
yeah.
Because you know what's about to happen.
She went there.
Because it's like no matter, name a time you've gotten a promise from God or had something good happen from the Lord, a prayer answered, where immediately something it wasn't good.
It's never happened. It's always happened.
Like, that's the worst feeling. Like, obviously, I'm not saying, God, please don't think that I'm saying I don't want a blessing from you. But it's like immediately it's the being enemy, tested. Yeah.
Yeah. He comes in like
it's like when Jesus was baptized and then just immediately put in the wilderness. Like, hey, good luck. Yeah, that
yeah, it's scary.
That's why I'd be messing with my sad music even when I'm happy, because I'm like, you know what, I know this comfort feeling. It's just a little bit too nice.
Yes, I could agree. All right, let's see, last one.
Ooh,
already.
I care
I feel like this one's dumb because we know the answer, but
what is it?
Out of everybody you know, who has your most trust?
I would say my grandma. Just kidding. My grandma does not trust me, and I do not trust my grandma.
That was honestly insane.
Like, obviously it's Whitney.
Yep.
I don't think there's like anything that I haven't told you. Even if I had to like wait a minute just to tell you, I don't think there's like something that I haven't told you.
I would agree. And I think like, especially like this past week, we've said some like
insane things
to each other. That like, I know if I would tell literally anybody else, they would look at me like I was insane, and they would definitely tell someone else. Like,
yeah.
And we're probably gonna tell you guys, so just
wait,
just be still.
Be still and know,
yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, I don't know, I just like, there, I feel like you have to have that one person that you can be absolutely insane, like if someone were to read your text, they'd question your like morals, values, and life choices. And it's just a safety net. And as I don't know if this is religious trauma, but when I have moments of rampage, I like get convicted, but it's like, I'm allowed to express how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh shoot, here we go.
Yeah, like before I got here, like I was planning on being here right after work, but something in my life blew up.
Of course.
And I literally went insane. Like, I started calling people that I never would call. People that were probably so afraid when they saw my name come across their phone. Like, what does this psychopath want?
Yeah.
And then when they answered the phone, I'm like, first of all, they were like,
what the heck?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in five ever. Like, what are you doing? But I get that, because like, I can, sometimes it is so hard to control my anger, my tongue, and I do feel bad too. Like, but you, like you said, you are allowed to be upset, but I think it's how you like, act on it.
For sure. Like, I for sure. For sure don't act on it on the best way possible.
Well, I mean, I think I do pretty good, because like, I'm not harming anybody like I want to. That sounded insane, but
right,
it's the truth. Like, there's times I
like words hurt and you're not using them against that person.
Yeah.
I get that.
And both of us have had so much stuff happen to us recently that we were silent on, when we should have literally turned on the camera, pressed record, and broadcasted.
Yeah.
Everything that's happened to us.
Yeah.
And it might not even be too late for that. So hold on to that, buddy.
Yeah. Don't test the waters.
Yeah.
I'll probably post about it on TikTok.
I'm feeling some type of way.
Yeah. I got called out.
Yeah, she did.
I got called out for something. And listen, this is all I'm going to say.
Crickets?
The only no, I'm trying to word it properly because I know
probably get called out for this.
I don't know because this can be taken in many ways. So the first, if the shoe fits, wear it. Second, if you're gonna disrespect, just know that I am allowed to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to talk about my story. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Like if someone treats you poorly and then you like talk about it and then they're mad for telling the truth, you should probably just change the way you act. Mm-hmm. Because like that's unfortunate on your part.
It's the way you act.
Like just tell me you're convicted. Yeah. And embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Like Whitney said, I'm brutally honest. Uh-huh. And I just like, I'm at a point in my life where I have lost enough people to know, like, if someone crosses my boundaries or my lines or my trust or just respect in general for mm-hmm. a human being, like, I don't care to never talk to you again, respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, too, like, some people never get questioned.
100%.
And so they go, like, on this, like, power trip. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes somebody out of left field to be like, bro, actually, like, especially like what happened to me today.
Yeah. Like, ridiculous.
I was just calling people and I was like, you know, I'm not asking you to get involved, but like what can I do? Because it wasn't okay. And like the disrespect was literally insane.
Yeah.
And I still don't really know what's going to come of it, but like, I wasn't quiet.
Mm-hmm. The most recent situation I handled it like with the situation that happened after my trip to LA. Like I didn't handle it the best because I just was over it. I didn't care to have an argument. I didn't care to communicate. If I'm being completely honest, I just was like done and over with it. Mm-hmm. Then another situation happened and I was ready to actually put my foot in someone's mouth.
Yeah.
It's just like, I think that a flip has switched officially. And if you disrespect me, I'm going to call you out on it.
Yeah.
Or just like my family or my friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't know. I care. I've realized yeah. I love really, really hard.
Yeah. 100%.
And it's hard for me to see people be disrespected in the way that like I once have been. And then, yeah. like, that's, I think, where it's rooted in, like, okay, you guys fought for me when I was disrespected, and now, like, you're being disrespected. I don't, like, that's why.
Yeah.
Why are you allowing that?
Yeah. And I think people, like, they back you up into a corner and then are surprised when you lunge, but there's nowhere else for you to go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Like, you pushed me here, mm-hmm. and then now you're feeling some type of way because I acted on it. Well, mm-hmm. you did it, babe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, babe, you did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it. Yeah.
So. Ooh.
With that being said, we have a lot of things to say.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about in an episode church hurt.
Yes.
And the way church staff leaders and volunteers will actively act like the most perfect people on this planet and be the most judgmental, rude people that you'll ever know. And how it affects the church and how it affects members of the church.
And how it affects people on the outside that maybe want
are to looking in
or have been hurt and don't want to come back.
Yeah. Ugh. Because I have a lot to say about
it. I feel like that is going to be such a long
rant
episode.
That has to be.
It might be a series.
It has to be something curated and it has to be something that we write down because if it's off the dome, yeah. I'll probably say things that I regret.
100%. So like, yeah, I think, and too, because like, we've both been on both sides of it.
Yeah.
Like, I have been the one that may have said something wrong and hurt somebody.
For sure,
same. And then I've also been the person that's been hurt. So, mm-hmm. I think we want to leave you with, like, something that you can, like, hold on to, something that'll actually help. So, give us
some time.
Yeah, give us
your input, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, we would love to hear or, like, talk about, or, like an instance. Yeah.
If you have a story, come tell it.
Please. I would love to.
Yeah, we need a guest again.
Yeah, we need a guest. Or just like if you want to DM us on Instagram.
Yeah, and we can keep it anonymous if you like don't want your name on it. Share a story. Let's talk about it because I think, you know, so many people are hurt.
Feel like they're alone.
Yeah, and they feel alone in it. They've been hurt by the church. And then they don't really blame the church for, you know, what has happened. And then all people will just assume like, oh, well, she just doesn't want to be a Christian. She's a sinner. She's walking away from God.
You know how many people question my faith since probably the beginning of this year. And then just like since I haven't posted about it.
Yeah.
A ton, which is crazy. It's because like when I was in school, I had this standard of like this competition that I had to sustain, like coming out of school and like coming out of the church that I around here, like I have to try to figure out my own relationship without being shoved down my throat, like absolutely shoved like down my throat. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, but it's like, I literally went to Bible college. So like, obviously it was going to be shoved down my throat. And so like, coming out of that competition and like trying to be the best Christian in front of 200 other Christians, and then like coming home from a Christian school, everyone expecting you to be this perfect know-it-all Christian. Girl, I didn't learn a thing. I mean, I did learn a thing, but like,
yeah,
trying to figure out what my relationship is with Christ and like what I actually believe. Because like there's so much that's taught and there's so much like politics in that.
100%.
That like I have to step away and actually figure out the God that I know, because like I couldn't tell you who he was.
Yeah. Listen, I get it 100%. And I have more to say, but I think we'll save it because, it'll be
an interesting.
And I think there's a lot of avenues that we can touch on. And I think it'll be really cool to kind of do like a little mini series. And yeah,
we're also going to talk about, friends again.
Our circle keeps getting smaller and smaller.
Like just when you think it expands.
Yeah.
Pivot.
We find some friends. Boom. No, you don't.
Yeah. Like you think you found friends. No, you just found people that were in your life for a season.
100%.
Which is okay.
Yeah. So if you have shady friends and you want to talk about it,
Let us know.
Or if you have been a shady friend and you want to tell us why so we can kind of pick your brain, let's do it.
Don't worry, because I'm going to expose myself and when I was a crappy friend.
100%. There's things that I have done that I still kick myself for.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a part of life and a part of growing. And somebody called me out on it. And now I think about it every night before I go to sleep.
Wait, recently?
Yeah. After we hang up, there's something.
Do I know?
No. Yeah, and then sometimes people will try to when you're explaining your hurt, they try to make themselves the victim. And then you're left feeling
victimized, manipulated, gaslit. Yeah. But you know what?
The bank.
This is why I would listen to Whitney talk at 2 a.m. under the stars, because we just always talk about the best things.
All over the place. But it comes from a place of
genuine connection. Just like Love Island.
Oh my gosh.
Could you survive Love Island?
No.
Me neither.
I would be hurt if nobody picked me and I was uncoupled. I would jump off.
Take myself out the game.
Yeah, I would just swim to the
Or if I had to couple up with someone like Aaron. Swimming home.
He scares me.
Someone said that Kane got his teeth off Timu.
Yeah, that's because he called Sydney a Timu Riri.
No, it was Sierra.
Sierra.
A Timu Rihanna.
Yeah.
That's crazy. If you guys want to talk Love Island, let us know.
Yeah, we could do a whole episode on that. Because I honestly feel like, what do I have to watch now? I can't even get back into Teen Wolf.
No, I can't either.
But we're going to try.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that...
You missed us.
You missed us because we missed you.
Yeah, we like talking.
Yeah,
I love hearing myself talk. Can you tell?
I like to hear it like when we're doing it live, but listening to it back.
No, that's disgusting.
That's sick.
I don't think I've ever listened to an episode.
Really?
Never.
I have.
I've like played it and turned the sound down.
I don't like watching it. I miss when it was just audio.
Oop, hot take. Do we go back to just audio?
No, because I think there's a lot of people that like YouTube. But like, we'll talk about it because something happened and I'm triggered. But here I am showing up. So suck on that.
Yeah. Don't worry about the haters.
Nope.
That means you're going the right direction.
That's right. Well, guys.
Until next time.
Until next time.
We can't really tell you when. Because
I can't even remember our hook line, like what we used to say. Are you good?
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
No, we're not. We are unwell.
And that's okay.
Yep. And so look for the church series next, because mm-hmm. I think we're going to just start hot with that.
You think?
Uh-huh.
All right. It's planned.
Yeah, we'll probably...
Signed, sealed, yeah. Delivered.
I'm going on vacation next. But we'll have a couple more episodes before that happens, so...
Vacation mode.
I'm ready. I'm due.
I love vacation.
It's my time.
Yeah.
Especially...
Also, next year, we're going to California. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, we are. We're going to LA.
I'm really excited.
I'm going to fly.
Yeah. We're going to go with some special people, and we're going to have a special time. We're going to meet up with some special guests, so...
Yeah.
With that being said.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, we are.
I know.
Yeah, we are. Because we're
famous. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.